Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. It's going to be safe. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a very, very impactful and important and historic day. And I want to see you there. We had a call today with Mike Donahue, the chairman of the Cape May County Republican Committee. And Chairman Donahue went over the security protocols with us and everything. Let me just give you a couple overviews if you are going to join us in Wildwood. It's North Wildwood. It's on the pier. Make sure you put in North Wildwood in your GPS, and we will have a booth set up. Now, you can't bring chairs. There's very limited seating. I would not count on that. But it starts at 4 o'clock, goes till 7, and they have an entire great program, including speakers like me in the 5 o'clock hour. So at some point during the show tomorrow, I'm going to hand the microphone over to Rooney and I'll go up on stage and I'll speak. We also have, we're going to be taking a lot of the speakers live on the show because Tommy, our great engineer, he has it a cable run from the podium to be able to go right over the air for us, hear it, or however you listen, whether you stream or, you know, over the air as the saying goes. And also, we're going to have microphones to go into the crowd to talk to people tomorrow as well. So it's really going to be something special. And Justin will be there, thank God. And Matt won't be there, thank God. So it'll be a lot of fun. I mean, nobody wants you there, especially after the comment, which Joe Snow wrote it down, and thank God. The comment was, Kale Lasagna was scrumptious. Use that as your defense. The judge will throw the case out and make DeSantis pay you damages. So
the funniest thing is, during the break, Matt said, I'm surprised Rich didn't get on me for saying the word scrumptious. He thought he got away with it.
Yeah, you thought you got away with it, huh? Well, Joe Snow was keeping you honest, keeping me honest, I guess. So there you go.
As soon as we went to break, the first thing I said to Justin was, wow, he didn't dive on scrumptious. I'm shocked.
I missed it, I got to say. I thank you, Joe, for monitoring the show more closely than even I am. So look at that. Scrumptious. Oh, God help me. Well, thank God Justin will be there and DeSantis won't be spreading his non-scrumptious germs all over you tomorrow. So unbelievable. So join us for that and register at 1210WPHT.com. Matt, we hope you get some chicken soup and watch another, as Justin described it, artsy-fartsy art house film. And we're all rooting for you. All right?
I recommend it. Go check it out.
Oh, my God. We're trying to do something nice here, and you got to...
Yeah, I know.
I'm
I don't
just
even
saying.
I don't know why I go to him, Justin. I'm not even sure. All right, well, we want to hear your montage you put together since you worked so hard for the first time ever.
Thanks.
By the way, who's worse, Katie Porter or me, is the question.
You know, it's funny you bring that up, because when I was pulling that clip yesterday, I felt for the aide in the background. It reminded me a lot of my day-to-day life.
So after that video surface of Democrat gubernatorial candidate Katie Porter yelling at that reporter and walking out of the interview, another clip surfaced of her yelling at a staff member who walked into her shot while she was filming something. And this has now gone viral. This is cut number 5.
15.
Oh, 15. Sorry.
We did a study recently this fall in September, and what it showed is if we don't electrify our transportation sector, that we're going to lose more than 500,000 Californians dying prematurely to air pollution and other problems, and the state could lose four. Get out of my shot.
I wanted to tell you that that's actually incorrect. It's not that it's electric vehicles. It's that if we don't meet the commitments under the Paris Climate Accord.
Okay. It does. Okay. You also were in my shot before that. Stay out of my shot. Okay. I'm going to start again with electric vehicles saving us money.
Perfect.
Okay.
She sounds like a typical leftist nutbag. Absolutely unhinged and rude and mean and exactly the kind of woman who cuts you off in her electric Subaru and her cats are all waving at you as she's driving. But the question is, who's meaner to their staff, me or Katie Porter? That's the question.
It's close.
And it's really.
You don't curse at me, so that's, I guess, a positive.
Well, not on the air. I can't. Because you're too incompetent to find the dump button in time, so it would go over the air. You know? I would need you to be competent enough to be able to do that for me to curse at you and really say how I felt. That's why true. It's always PG or G rated. So.
By the way,
like that, Justin? I was able to throw in a dig at his dig.
There you go. Look at
that. That's a double dig. Man. Loving this.
By the way, there's another clip going viral involving Katie Porter. It's her dressed up as Batman for Halloween while she was serving as a member of Congress. And the outfit looks about as terrible as you'd imagine it would. I'm sending that to Justin right now. We'll have it in a second.
Oh, I don't know if I want to see that. That might ruin Batman for me worse than Ben Affleck did. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I'll be able to recover from that. I'm just saying. All right, while we wait for that, why don't we play Cut 16? This is Jeffries and Lawler getting into a confrontation over Obamacare. Since we're playing people who are being mean, and Hakeem Jeffries was a total jerk. And then we'll get to Matt DeSantis' montage. Cut 16.
It's a clean extension for 1 year.
You voted for the one big ugly bill, correct?
I voted for a tax cut bill that gave the largest tax cut to Americans in history, including, by the way, the average New Yorker getting a $4,000 tax cut. Are you against that?
You're embarrassing
yourself
right now.
Do you want to cut the standard deduction in half? Is that what you wanted to do?
Medicaid in
no,
American
we rooted
history.
Out
you
waste,
voted for that.
Fraud, and abuse, by the
you
way.
Voted
Tom DiNapoli, the Democratic controller of New York,
ask you a question.
Pointed out that $1.2 billion were wasted.
Listen, you're not going to talk to me.
Wasted
you're not going to talk to me
fraud
and talk
and
over
non-New
me
York residents
because you don't want to hear what I have to say.
Oh, I'm listening.
So why don't
go
you
ahead.
Just keep your mouth shut?
Oh,
because
is that the way to talk?
You showed up.
Yeah.
And so you voted for this one big ugly bill.
I signed on for this. You can extend it right now.
A permanent extension of massive tax breaks for your billionaire donors.
So 90% of Americans...
So they can get a permanent extension.
90% of Americans take the standard deduction.
Is that right?
90% of Americans take the standard deduction,
right?
If you had your way, the standard deduction would have been cut in half. That would have been a massive tax increase on Americans all across the country. You support that?
Unfortunately,
you're against lifting the cap on salt?
Your billionaire donors.
The billionaire donors, lifting the cap on salt, we put a income cap in place.
Why are you here right now?
An income cap. Didn't you want all Republicans to be here? I'm here.
The rest of your
you wanted
problem.
Republicans to be here. I'm here.
Man, unbelievable. Unbelievable. But Hakeem Jeffries is rude. Shut your mouth. He is rude. He's a jerk. All right, here's Katie Porter and Batman. I don't know if I want to see this. I'm really nervous about
this. I'm looking
this.
At the thumbnail, and it's rough.
Ugh. All right. She's a hideous human being. All right, let's take a look.
Congresswoman Porter, does Alfred get minimum wage? If you return the Batmobile, could you pay for the Green New Deal?
Oh God, how do we even describe that?
Congressman Porter, does Alfred get minimum wage?
That is.
Oh, it's like a plastic garbage bag. You know what it is? It's she's wearing one of those garbage bag costumes that Mama Zioli used to buy for me when I was a kid. And they were like the dollar store costumes. And she, it would be like if, let me try to describe this in a polite way. If Batman went to a Vegas buffet every day for a year and didn't fight crime and then became a woman, he might look like that. If he also was shorter and also tubbier and hideous looking. She's still not as bad as Ben Affleck, though. I mean, I just have to say it. As bad as that is, Katie Porter as Batman, still not as bad as Ben Affleck. I'm going to go out. I know. It's a tie. Maybe it's a tie. It could be a tie. I don't know why this skirt is so short. Oof. Yeah. It's like your cosplay nightmare, not your cosplay fantasy. It's your cosplay nightmare. That's what that is right there. If you're watching it on the YouTube chat right now. See, this is what you miss when you don't do the YouTube chat. Because like some guys have a cosplay fetish where they want to see their wives or girlfriends dress up like superheroes. And this is the cosplay nightmare that you go to Comic-Con and you're like, oh, my God. Where are all the beautiful women dressed up like Batman? I don't understand. Nope, they all look like Katie Porter. Sorry, you can't get your money back. It's kind of like that. Oof. All right, I got to look away. Look away.
I bet she asked the staffer how she looked in that outfit, but the staffer was too afraid to tell her the truth.
Yeah. Why are members of Congress dressing up in the first place? Aren't they adults? And because Halloween is for children, except for if we go to the Grand Hotel on Halloween for our live show, that'll be for adults, obviously. But for the most part, this is a kids' day Halloween. So, isn't it?
It looks like a costume I'd see during my time at Rowan, not on an elected official in the halls of Congress.
I thought you were going to say my time at Rikers, because that's more appropriate than Rowan. All right, let's play the montage that DeSantis put together of Mikey Sherrill, and let's take a listen. Go ahead.
He's voted against over $1 billion in property tax relief. He's against tax relief for seniors, and he's for Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill, which would undermine the ability to deduct almost $30 billion taxes from New Jerseyans. We have a federal government under the Trump administration that has released paperwork on tons of people and their Social Security information. Seniors come to me all the time. We have a president who's told governors they have to turn over all of this information, things like voting records and license plate numbers.
Congresswoman?
He's shown zero signs of standing up to this president. In fact, the president himself called Jack 100% MAGA, and he's shown every sign of being that. He said it's his job to support the president of the United States. I think as governor, it's the job to support the people of New Jersey. I've taken on anyone and everyone, including powerful members of my own party, to fight for people here in New Jersey. Jack won't say one cross word about the president. Tells us all we need to know about who Jack Cittarelli is supporting. I give him an F. Right now, we see at every single level, costs are going up on New Jerseyans. So whether it's the tariff costs that are costing you more from everything from a cup of coffee to the groceries you buy for dinner at night to the One Big Beautiful Bill, which will raise health care, energy, and housing costs. I want to join the court case against the tariffs that the president's implementing right now. That's one of the number one things I hear about as I speak to thousands of New Jerseyans, is how these tariff costs are raising everything from a cup of coffee to the groceries they buy to make dinner at night. And so right now, with the president, with the Senate and the House, all in GOP hands, the fact is they've got to work to reopen government so workers can get back to work and we can continue to drive down health care costs.
Well, there you go. That is something right there. That is Mikey Sherrill, the Democrat candidate for governor of New Jersey. And this entire thing has become about Trump. The whole thing has become a referendum on Donald Trump. That's when you don't have a campaign, you don't have the ability to run on any issues, and you do not have a message. That's what you do. That and lie about Jack Cittarelli's record. Lie about his record and say that he killed people, that he's a mass murderer with opioids. So you do those things. That's what you do. It's shameful. It really is. But that's why when I tell you, This election is bigger than just New Jersey. Bigger than just New Jersey. This election has national ramifications. That's why everybody's talking about it. That's why it's the hottest election in the country right now, for all those reasons. Because whoever wins, Trump is also the subject of that election night. You know, Mikey Sherrill will stand up there and say, we defeated MAGA. We defeated the forces of darkness. Blah, 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 blah. And if Jack wins, it'll be that the president backed him. His supporters got out to vote for him. As Rooney has said, our buddy Matt Rooney, this is a turnout election. And in a turnout election, you turn out your base. And this is what we are talking about with this election. So I think tomorrow's going to be a great day. I hope you'll join us in Cape May, and Cape May County, I should say, for our big event. I think it's going to be something you will definitely not want to miss. It's just going to be historic and epic, and be part of it with us. Just go to 1210wphd.com and sign up today and do that. All right. As we continue along the show here today, we're going to get into a bunch of stuff. That is the big story of the hour, though, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike is the man who's going to give you the beautiful smile that you deserve. That's what Dr. Mike does. He gives people great smiles and they go back to see him. That's why he's my family's dentist. And my whole family trusts Dr. Mike, including Mama Zioli. So make sure you go see Dr. Mike Vanaria today. All right, we'll give you the latest on the peace plan the president has laid out with Israel and Gaza. More from the debate between Jack Cittarelli and Mikey Sherrill. And we'll do all that as we continue along with the show. Don't go away.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Great to have you with us today as we continue along. We will have an abbreviated show. We're done at 5:30 tonight for the Phillies. The special coverage will kick off right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHG at 5:30. So make sure you stay tuned for that. The president has brought back Columbus Day, which is huge. And I read the proclamation for you earlier today. We will have our buddy George Bacchetto with us on Monday. And yeah, it'll be really fun. So we're excited to do that. 5 o'clock. Okay. All right. Well, that's fine. We're excited to talk to him. He's the guy that's been fighting for Columbus Day and fighting against this Indigenous Peoples Day indoctrination nonsense and everything. When the president signed the proclamation, the whole cabinet started clapping, and he said great things about Italians and great things about Italian Americans. Let's cue up cut number six. There's a cabinet meeting at the White House, even though the government is technically shut down. The business of the executive branch at least continues. Cut number six.
Today we have your Columbus Day proclamation for Monday, which we're signing a bit early. Christopher Columbus obviously discovered the New World in 1492. He was a great Italian explorer. He sailed his three ships, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, across the Atlantic Ocean and landed in what's today the Caribbean. But this is a particularly important holiday for Italian Americans who celebrate the legacy of Christopher Columbus and the innovation and explorer zeal that he represented.
In other words, we're calling it Columbus Day.
Yes.
That was the press that broke out in applause. That was, I can't believe that. I've never seen that happen before. The press actually broke out in applause. Good. Columbus Day. We're back. Columbus Day, we're back, Italians.
It's good to be Italian again. Good to be Italian. And Jack Ciattarelli is Italian. And the issue of macaroni and sauce and gravy came up last night during the debate as well. But we'll get into all that. Let's talk about the peace deal that was announced. I want to play Senator John Fetterman, who I will say is Fetterman, not Fetterperson, because he's being respectful here. Outlier in the Democrat Party to say these things about the diplomatic process after the peace deal was announced with Israel and Gaza. The hostages will be returned, we're told, Monday and maybe sooner, but that's what Congressman Muser said earlier in the show, probably on Monday. Here's Fetterman from his appearance this morning on America's Newsroom, cut number one.
President Trump has a very strong commitment to Israel, and that's why I celebrate and support most of the things that he's done, including the Iranian nuclear sites. I believe I might have been the only Democrat that supported them through it. So now today, I think it's entirely appropriate to celebrate this. Thank God this terrible war is going to end, and these poor souls kept underground for over 2 years can come back home. So I think I don't understand why anyone's reaction would be other than that.
You know, Bill brought this up earlier in the program. There's a lot to come in the next 3 or 4 days. And one little thing going wrong can, you know, upend all of this. And we've seen that in the past historically with this region. How do you feel about where we are in this moment right now? I know it's a joyous moment and we're all celebrating. But do you have a little bit of pause, too?
No, I mean, I think it's incredibly comprehensive kind of a plan. And you also see now you have Hamas fully saying they're committed to this. And of course, Israel is now, too. But what's also very important to all of the Arab nations around, whether it's Egypt and Turkey and Qatar as well, have really pushed Hamas saying this is going to be the best deal you're ever going to get. And this awful war needs to end. So I'm actually optimistic that this we have a chance for enduring peace. Another part of it is what Israel has accomplished through this entire war. They have destroyed Hamas. They have destroyed Hezbollah. And also they stopped Iran for acquiring a nuclear weapon. And I fully supported that. Now, Syria now is free. Now, think what's accomplished here. So that's why we could have true peace in the region now.
That would be great. I mean, peace in the region would be fantastic. It would be something very special. Clearly, obviously, something we haven't had done in a long time. Here's Secretary Marco Rubio talking about the Gaza peace deal. This is cut number four.
In the interim, again, perhaps the stories will be told, perhaps they will never be told. The president had some extraordinary phone calls and meetings that required a high degree of intensity and commitment and made this happen. And I think what's important to understand is that yesterday what happened was really a human story. There's a geopolitical aspect to it, there's no doubt about it. It creates the conditions for Gaza to one day be a normal place again and people to have a better life and Israelis to be safe. But yesterday was a human story. And because of the work you put in, and honestly, there is no, not only is there no other leader in the world that could have put this together, Mr. President, but frankly, I don't know of any American president in the modern era that could have made this possible. Because of the actions you have taken unrelated to this and because of who you are and what you've done and how you're viewed. And this weekend, because of that, at some point very soon, we are going to see 20 living human beings emerge from the darkness into the light for the first time in 2 years. And that is because not only were you used the credibility and the power and the prestige of this office and the relationships you created, and you committed yourself to making it happen. And I think it will go down as a historic moment in the history of our country and something our country should be very proud of, that we have a president that's committed to the, not just peace, but to the human aspect of reuniting these families.
There you go. I mean, that's excellent news, and it's just what we want. And you know, let's hope it lasts, and let's hope it all goes that way. That would be fantastic. All right. One thing that is really important to note about this government shutdown, if you missed it earlier, Congressman Dan Muser was on. He said Democrats, they want to get in there and reopen government now. They want to have a vote to reopen government. because they're getting all this blowback back home from people who are saying that. Okay, well, I'm not surprised. I've been telling you this. I said they're going to get the blame. They're going to wind up getting the blame for this. There's no doubt in my mind about that. But you also heard today the president say that if they don't shut down government, so I play this clip for Dan Buser, if they don't open the government up, we're going to start making cuts, and we're going to make cuts to Democrat programs. That right there, I think, is when they said, okay, all right, slow it down. Slow it down. If you're really going to start cutting government, then we got to get back to work. All right, so just take a breath. Slow it down, and we'll come back to work. That's probably what's happening here. Because if this just keeps going and they start slashing things and they're Democrat programs, and you know Trump will do it. That's your thing. You know he'll do it. Like I said, I've never heard a president before in an official White House proclamation go after the left for going after Christopher Columbus. I mean, So if he says he's going to start cutting programs, lefty programs, he's going to start cutting lefty programs. This is cut number 5 from today's cabinet meeting. Take a listen.
Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries and the congressional Democrats are holding the entire federal government hostage. I will tell you, a lot of Democrats want to get this thing open to. They do. They're calling us and they just want to get it open. And all we're doing is saying that just play the same thing until we get it straight. And they don't know how to go about it. I mean, and the problem is we really don't know who the hell is leading the Democrats. You have this AOC, I don't know her at all, but I watched her the other day. She said, well, if they want, they could come to my office. That's not leadership, you know. The only one that challenged her actually was Nancy Pelosi, and Nancy's not looking too good. I don't know what happened to Nancy, but she's not looking great. But she was the only one, I give her credit, she was the only one that challenged her. But AOC said that they can come to her office and negotiate, the Republicans. And we're saying, oh, I didn't know she was in leadership, but she's taking Hakeem Jeffries' place, and Schumer's afraid that she's going to run against him. And right now, I don't know, he can change. Life is crazy, right? But right now, I don't think he can beat anybody. So he'll lose in a primary. I would say he'll retire before he loses in a primary. So I think Schumer's going to retire because he can't beat anybody. His polls are so bad.
Well, it's interesting. Guys like him tend to stick around forever, but he would lose in a primary to AOC. I mean, he would, especially with Ma'am Donnie coming on board, and he'll have control of the New York Democrat machine, which he pretty much does already. But if he wins the race as mayor, he'll have even more control of it. So, yeah, I mean, I think Schumer would be done. No doubt about it. I don't think he could survive that. But look, at some point here, they'll just reopen the government. Everything will be fine. Because the only time they're going to retreat is when you say they're going to actually cut things. Then they'll retreat and they'll reopen government. They're not going to stand by and let the president actually and Russ vote go after spending. They're not going to do that. Not in a million years. They're too afraid of that. So we'll see. All right. As we continue, I want to tell you about the great deals that are available for you at Tri-County Auto. My great friends from Tri-County Auto, wonderful people over there. You know, Brian and Cheryl Krieger are terrific. And I really love the fact that they care about this show so much and they care about our veterans so much. And Travis Manning Foundation, and the fact that they donated a Jeep Wrangler, beautiful Jeep Wrangler, to the Travis Manning Foundation was a wonderful thing. It really was. And I know they so appreciated that. The veterans appreciate that. And Tri-County Auto has several dealerships, including Tri-County Toyota. And right now you can lease a new 2025 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive for just $309 a month for 36 months, or you can buy and get 4.75% financing for 60 months. Or check out a new 2025 Tacoma four-wheel drive double cab SR5 and lease that baby for $239 a month for 36 months. Or you get rates as low as 2.99% for 48 months. All you got to do is visit online at tricountytoyota.com to see more, or tricounty.com. And That's what you can do. All right. You can do that, and then you'll be able to see all the great offers. You'll love the people there because they take great care of us. They also have, of course, Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. And they have amazing specials on Dodge. Their Driving a Fall event is going on right now. Awesome deals on Dodge pickup trucks. I'm a Jeep guy. I got the Jeep Wrangler. I love it. You know, this weekend, well, it might be a little cold to drive down to Wildwood tomorrow with the top off, but I can at least take my Freedom panels off. Probably not the whole top, but maybe take the Freedom panels off. Do that. I love that. Either way, go to tricounty.com. Check out their incredible selection. Check out all the specials available on Jeeps, on Dodge, and, of course, Tri-County Toyota, the gigantic American flag between the two dealerships. Great people who take great care of us and our official car sponsor for the Zioli Show. That's right. And remember, more and more Toyotas are now made in the United States of America. Toyota building more plants here, hiring more workers, and building more of their cars here to get around the tariffs. So you'll feel good about your purchase, and you'll support a great dealership. TriCounty.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow, and a big debate last night with Cittarelli and Mikey Sherrill got into a lot of different issues, and she flat out lied about Jack Cittarelli being a murderer, basically. Hard to believe that happened. But I'll tell you, one of the things that I look for is enthusiasm. And so I got a note from somebody. Why is Fox News showing the Quinnipiac poll that's showing Jack 8 points down? They have their methods they use for which polls they show and which polls they don't. And, you know, I don't know the answer to that. But even if it's 8 points, that's OK. I know it's not. I mean, it's in my opinion, Jack, it's either a dead heat. Maybe Jack's up a little bit. But let's assume it's 8 points. The Quinnipiac poll from a couple weeks ago in September, which is the latest one that they're showing. Let's assume it is. 8 points for the Republican nominee for governor going into this election in October is fine. That's a fine place to be because he's close enough within the margin of error for beating Mikey Sherrill. But you have to really look at the other polls, take them all kind of in the aggregate, and you see one thing is very clear. He's either eclipsed her lead or he's cut her lead significantly. The other thing is the enthusiasm factor, which Jack has and Mikey Sherrill doesn't. The voters for Jack are excited to vote for him. They're not excited to vote for her. They may be excited to vote against Donald Trump, but they're not excited to vote for Mikey Sherrill. That's the difference. Okay, that's the difference in this race. And I don't think you can discount that fact. Let's play some audio for you from the debate last night. Now, here is a clear contrast in the debate. This is cut number 7 from yesterday. Take a listen.
What is the thing that you think you'd like to have to be the top brass in this state? What do you want to do the first day you're in office that no one's thinking about? I'll start with you.
I want to join the court case against the tariffs that the president's implementing right now. That's one of the number one things I hear about as I speak to thousands of New Jerseyans, is how these tariff costs are raising everything from a cup of coffee to the groceries they buy to make dinner at night.
Sir?
Lower your energy costs on day one with executive order number three. We're pulling out of RGGI. The Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative is a carbon tax policy that has failed New Jersey.
Clear contrast right there. She's going to do some stupid, dumb lawsuit that's going to go nowhere, waste everybody's time and money. Jack's going to get us out of RGGI. The Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative is a disaster. A disaster. As you pay higher energy bills, that's part of the reason why. And energy and electricity prices and all these things, and whether it's windmills and wind turbines and or RGGI has been a disaster. So she'll waste money on lawyers and pointless lawsuits. Great. Fantastic. Now, he highlighted Cheryl's history of weakness when it comes to public safety and her backing of Ma'am Donnie, the commie in New York. Then after the debate, a reporter tried to ask her a follow-up about Ma'am Donnie, and she wasn't having it. I know that's shocking. Cut number nine.
The congresswoman has been anything but strong when it comes to public safety. In Congress, she voted to get rid of qualified immunity. This is the bedrock of protection for local law enforcement. She has said that she's considered reappointing the current attorney general, who's considered to be the most anti-police attorney general we've ever had. She's given some kind of weird endorsement of Mondami. Mondami has endorsed her. I called on her to renounce that endorsement. Josh Shapiro, the Democratic governor of Pennsylvania, has denounced Mondami, as has the congressman in the north. And this is somebody who's been also anti-police. We want our community safe. We need a governor, an attorney general, 21 county prosecutors, and a superintendent of state police who will keep our community safe.
The next question goes to you.
All right. Now, after the debate ended, they went up to Mikey Sherrill and they asked her about Ma'am Donnie. And they even said to her, they're like, listen, if you're governor, you're going to have to work with this guy. There's a lot of issues, congested pricing. There's all these other things. And she refused to talk about it. She said, I don't want to talk about that race. You can't avoid talking about the mayor of New York City. If he wins and you're the governor of New Jersey, you absolutely 100% have to deal with that person. You can't avoid that. But it did get heated at one point during the debate when she went after him about this opioid nonsense. But before that, he called out Mikey Sherrill for enriching herself while in Congress. And then she started screaming at him that this is misinformation. So cut number 12 from last night's debate. There were some really ugly moments there, no doubt about it. Take a listen.
She had to pay federal fines for breaking federal law on stock trades and stock reporting. And the New York Times reports was trading defense stocks while sitting on the House Armed Services Committee.
I think you get 15 seconds now.
This is the same old misinformation that he continues to promote because he knows that I don't trade in individual stocks.
I don't trade in individual stocks. I don't trade in individual stocks. I mean, who eats pork roll? Who eats pork roll? Huh? Who eats pork roll? It's gross. I don't trade stocks. I don't trade individual stocks. Her voice is super annoying. I could not deal with listening to her as governor just for that reason, just on that reason alone. And then things got really ugly. So cut 13 from last night's debate. This is a candidate who is at the bottom of desperation. This is a campaign that has no message. This is a campaign that is floundering. Cut 13.
As you worked to develop, got paid to develop an app so that more people could get more opioids and die.
I got here's the walk the at fact. My college graduation. I got the walk at my college graduation.
I'm so glad seconds. That you then went on to kill tens of thousands of people in New Jersey, including children.
And I never broke the
as
law.
They got,
I
you
never
just broke,
the law.
In fact, your campaign right now is under federal investigation for how you illegally got access to my records. So to say that right now, and I think you're trying to divert from the fact that you killed tens of thousands of people by
you
printing
broke the law.
Your misinformation, your propaganda, and then getting paid to develop an app so that people could more easily get the opioids once they were addicted. Families across the state deserve to know more about that.
Mr. Citarelli, you get 15 seconds.
The difference between me and the congresswoman, I got to walk at my college graduation. I've never broken the law. She had to pay federal fines for breaking federal law on stock trades and stock reporting. And the New York Times reports was trading defense stocks while sitting on the House Armed Services Committee.
There is no evidence that Jack Citarelli killed anyone. NJ Globe, fact-checking the debate. There is no evidence that Jack Citarelli killed anyone. I mean, it's disgraceful and distasteful that you'd have a member of Congress turning around and suggesting that he's killed tens of thousands of people, that he's a mass murderer. I mean, I tell you, I was talking to a friend of mine who did some debate prep with Jack, and she played Mikey Sherrill. And I texted her this morning. I said, you did a really good job playing Mikey Sherrill. And she said, well, I didn't think to accuse him of being a mass murderer. And I, in all my years of debate prep, I would not have thought of doing the same thing either. You always try to think of whatever could possibly come your way, but there's only so much you can do to prepare by thinking about what could possibly come your way. And I, as good as I am, I don't think I would have had mass murderer on the debate card, that she was going to go there. She referred to news coverage from the 2021 gubernatorial campaign. NJ Advanced Media reported that a medical publishing business Cittarelli previously owned, Galen Publishing, produced educational materials that included articles downplaying the risk of opioid misuse among chronic patients. Major pharmaceutical companies gave Galen Publishing millions in grants, as is common for similar publishing firms, according to the report. Sherrill repeated some of the story's points, saying Cittarelli published pro-opioid propaganda while tens of thousands of New Jerseyans died. After a heated back and forth with Cittarelli, she broadened her attack, saying that Cittarelli's actions directly killed tens of thousands of New Jerseyans. According to state statistics, 27,490 New Jerseyans died from overdoses between 2012 to 2023. When reporters asked Sherrill after the debate for evidence to support her claim, she again said Cittarelli exacerbated the opioid epidemic through his company, but did not repeat her accusations that Cittarelli personally killed New Jerseyans. That is a repulsive, repulsive lie. I mean, how can you even have respect for a candidate who would blatantly mislead like that? So pharmaceutical company hires a publishing company to print something, and now you're a murderer? Like, think of how freaking stupid that is. And wouldn't that apply to everybody who sold them office supplies, kept the lights on, right? Like, I mean, wouldn't PSE&G or JCP&L, whoever supplied power to the pharmaceutical company, couldn't they be accused of killing tens of thousands of people? The truck drivers who delivered the drugs, they killed ten thousands of people too? I mean, where do you go with this? The people that made the boxes, the people that made the pill bottles, they're all murderers. They're all mass murderers. How far does it go? Just out of curiosity, I'm asking. What about the kid making like 10 bucks an hour working at the pharmacy stocking shelves? Because he's technically keeping the pharmacy, helping the pharmacy stay in business. Is that guy, is he also a mass murderer too? Or not him? Not him, just the people in the back taking the pills out of the big bottle and putting them in the little bottle. What about the people that made the bottles? The big bottles and the little bottles and delivered said bottles. Because I'm thinking of Tommy the truck driver. As he pulls up and unloads those pills. Tommy's a killer. Oh, yeah. I'm just saying. So silly. And where does it end? When you go down that road of mass murder. And then, during the debate last night, this happened as well. Jack Cittarelli called out Mikey Sherrill for voting in favor of every clean CR under Joe Biden, but voting no under President Trump. Cut number 11.
And so right now, with the president, with the Senate and the House, all in GOP hands, the fact is they've got to work to reopen government so workers can get back to work and we can continue to drive down health care costs. Mr. Cittarelli.
Work to reopen government? When there were shutdowns during the Biden era, she voted every time for the continuing resolution to keep government, get it open again. This time around, with Trump in the White House, she's voted no on the resolutions to keep government open.
See that? Yeah. And why? Because she wants to be part of the resistance. That's Mikey Sherrill's entire thing, is being part of the resistance. And yeah, that's what it's about. All right. We got a 5 o'clock hour is going to be abbreviated today. So the Phils are playing at 6:05. The coverage starts right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHG, just like the old days, at 5:30. I don't mind getting bumped for the Phils tonight because I got to go to a fundraiser tonight for the Cittarelli campaign. I'm going to be speaking there. So I don't mind. I got to run anyway. The event starts at 6. But that's what's happening tonight. But make sure you tune into the Phils right here, Red October, on WPHT. Just like the old days when we were the flagship station for the Phils. Tomorrow, Wildwood Rally. I would suggest getting there early. I would also suggest that you try to find street parking. It's going to be kind of a madhouse and a zoo. And yeah, I wish I had more, but you got to register. So go to 1210wphg.com and do that. Monday, Jack Carr, Politics and Pints. Bucks County Community College's Locke Performing Arts Center. There are some tickets left available, but they will sell out. So get your tickets now for Politics and Pints. There'll be a bar. We'll have a lot of fun, and we'll have a great conversation with Jack about the state of the world and where we go from here. The peace deal, the hostages may be released on Monday, so we can talk about that with him as well. For 12 years in a row, Dr. Mike Veneria has been recognized among his peers as the master of implant dentistry, the master of giving people the beautiful smiles they deserve. And there's a reason why the experts send their patients to Dr. Mike. And the experts call Dr. Mike the expert because he's the best, the absolute best of the best. And when it comes to getting your smile, if you need complex dental procedures, I'm talking maybe you need crowns, you need implants, the real complicated stuff. You don't go to some pop-up chain dental office. You don't go to the closest dentist. You go to the best. And that is Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. He is the man. Great guy, great conversationalist, wonderful people that work in the office, both offices, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, and he'll make sure you have an absolutely beautiful smile. That's what you get with Dr. Mike Veneria at Veneria Dental. And my whole family goes. And Bridget just got a smile upgrade from Dr. Mike not too long ago, about a year ago. She had veneers, and the veneers needed to be replaced, and he gave her beautiful caps, and her smile has never looked better. So please, go see him today. Make your appointment, 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or VeneriaDental.com. Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.